What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why the certainty? How sure are we? How sure are we that we are ready to rock and roll here and that Terry has signed, sealed, and delivered? GP, you found a poll on Hogs Haven where it just seems people are kind of going, yeah, man, wake me up right before training camp. This thing's getting done.
83% of respondents, Danny, say that Terry McLaurin will sign ahead of training camp. And while I'm stunned by that many people being so confident, with another report last night saying that he's increasingly annoyed by what's going on, I would vote that same way. And I'm just wondering, are we not giving enough credence to some of what we're hearing? Are we not opening our minds to the possibility that this could actually go sideways? 800-636-1067 is the number, as you mentioned. I guess for me, my confidence that they get this done is based on a few things. I think everyone's working from the same place, which is that this is the ultimate professional in McLaurin, who is the antithesis of a problem child. It is just hard to imagine him going full diva receiver, and whether that means eventually asking for a trade or not wanting to be here. It's hard not to assume that he won't play ball and sign whatever their best offer is whenever that comes, when they get to a market level and a reasonable offer. And on the other side of this, there is a lot of goodwill built up over a very short time for this front office. It seems like they work while in the shadows, and we never really know what they're up to. I take some credence in the possibility that maybe they are farther along and being able to offer what it's going to take to get this done than is being reported, because time and time again, I think reporters have not been able to keep up with Adam Peters, who is very anonymous in his dealings. But I also have no reason to believe that this culture-first front office that is all about establishing core commanders won't take care of the commander, the number one poster child for what they're trying to become. And then the last thing I would say, the question is, where does your confidence come from that this is not going to go badly, that this is going to end with McLaurin getting a deal? I don't know if it's head of training camp or not based on this argument I'm about to make, but I know that it's going to happen. Look at the history of San Francisco when Peters was there, albeit not as the GM, that was John Lynch, but as his assistant who was doing a lot of the work. He was the DeBartolo to the Rizzo, right? And in that case, Nick Bosa got extended on September 6th. Brandon Ayuk was holding in on August 12th. Deebo Samuel signed his three-year contract on August 1. Trent Williams got his big, fat, juicy extension after his holdout in July of last year. I'm looking at a story. Holding out for training camp contract reasons. They never solved these things on July 5th or 7th or 8th. So I think he has brought the San Francisco playbook with him here. Whether you like that or not, they often get it done, but it is not on the normal NFL timeline that is kind of when things are quiet right now.
That makes sense. I mean, to me, I saw some. I've seen enough guys go, I'll never play here again. I want out. Oh, I got a new contract. You know what? It is about winning, but it's about winning here. See Myles Garrett, you know, just this offseason, or, you know, if Hendrickson ends up signing a deal in Cincinnati, is with all the bad feelings. We're not even approaching that level of disgruntlement from McLaurin. So, yeah, I mean, a couple things have leaked out from the agent side, you would think. I'm not quoting that, but it just seems obvious that that's where any kind of dissatisfaction with the negotiations would be coming from. You wouldn't think the team would be doing that. Wherein, yeah, everybody's trying to push for a better deal. It's going to take a little longer. The team knows it's got a little bit, well, not a little bit. The team knows it's got more leverage, but you still want to be delicate with a guy that is one of your cultural leaders. That's one of the dudes that everybody's supposed to point to. So you got to handle this. Kid gloves isn't the right phrase, but you got to handle this with, you know, delicate. It's white glove service here, right? Where you got to make sure that you're taking care of the guy, not disrespecting him, not, you know, poisoning the well against him, and have him be a guy that, even though he signs, is pissed off at you and you know, kind of, you know, isn't the same guy that you signed anymore.
Which I don't think he has that here.
I don't either. But you got to make sure, but you got to do right by them. I mean, and their whole MO is to do right by people, period, end of story. So you would especially take care of this guy while still at the same time trying to get the best deal for your team. Again, I keep coming back to this. The franchise tag this year for a wide receiver is $28 million. By all accounts, he wants more than that, right? If they do two straight franchise tags, it's 28 and then 33. That's probably less than he wants. And they could go, we could just do this, have you for 2 years, not have to worry about you on the back end at 33, 34, 35 years old, if you've slowed down at all, which people tend to do as they get into that age group. And that's a pretty good deal for us. We've got that in our back pocket. We don't want to do that because that doesn't, you know, it's not something that would make you happy. But we've got you very affordable this year in the low 20s, 28 the following, and then 33
well,
the year
late
after
for
that.
This year's tag. Next year's tag will be higher.
That's fair. So, but not by much is the point. I mean, it's
in, well, it would be 33 and probably like 38, or I mean, it's the deal that he's looking for probably over 2 years that they don't want to give him, right? I mean, it grows several million each year.
Well, I'm looking at the 2026 projected franchise tags. 26 projected is 28 for receiver.
Okay, so I thought you were saying this year's tag. You're saying next year's
sorry,
projected
tag. Sorry, I misspoke there. Yeah, 28 the year after that.
Okay,
you know, would be 120% of that, which
totally
would go up to 33.
Absolutely. That is a reasonable thing they could do. It's the Cousins plan, you know, a non-quarterback. It makes a little bit more sense with this guy at his age than getting into bed over a five-year commitment where he's going to be declining on the back end. I mean, the one other part of this that we bring up as frequently as we can is you're not paying your quarterback, Jaden Daniels, yet. So there's a lot less of an excuse to not be willing to, and it is an overpay, I think, but to overpay the face of your franchise, essentially, in this case, in Terry McLaurin. But if you would answer succinctly what we're going to ask on the phones next, and we're going to get to the calls in a second, so line them up, 800-636-1067. Where does your confidence come from to be one of that 83% that says they'll do this ahead of training camp? And my answer is, I just think Terry's the kind of guy, the quality of person with this front office that is the quality and the decent front office that we've seen so far, that they're not going to want to be at odds over a couple million bucks. They're going to get this thing hammered out. I'm probably overvaluing what is kind of like the decorum of these people when it's just business. You know, it doesn't mean Adam Peters is a bad guy or Terry's a bad guy if he goes scorched earth. It's just business. Sometimes business goes bad. But for me, it's, I think he's too important. I think he's too good a player, and they're going to want to prove that they're willing to pay you if you do everything right. And then the second part of it is, why am I so confident? The timeline in San Francisco says that just because there's not progress being made right now doesn't mean anything. Where does your confidence come from?
Yeah, for me, it's twofold. One, the team has too much leverage. They do. The team is in a good spot with the way the CBA rules work, with you know, how you have, what you have to do to accrue seasons to get value. The way fining works. I mean, they're in the driver's seat here. They've got them on a more affordable deal this year. And again, they've got levers in their back pocket should it go to DEFCON 5 or whatever, right?
To that point, by the way, just so people know the new CBA numbers, I'm pretty sure they can fine him $50,000 a day for not showing up at training camp. Now, what almost always happens is once you get a deal done, the team forgives you and doesn't make you pay those fines. They have the choice to make you pay them, obviously, but you can negotiate that possibly into whatever your agent is doing with the team when you're finalizing the deal amid a holdout. But to your point, If you're saying I'm not showing up for work, they go, okay, cool. 100,000 over 2 days, 200,000 over 4 days, 600,000 over 3 days. You're pretty quickly at $1 million after a week of not going to work.
Right, yeah, so tons of leverage. So number one, the team has tons of leverage. Number two, the team is too smart. Because of everything we're talking about with the quality of the person that you're dealing with, they understand this has to get done. So they are in a position of strength, and they're also in a position of intelligence. So they'll play harder ball for a little bit longer, maybe, than a lot of teams would. They might just say, yes, whatever you want, my lord. Of course, Terry, of course, of course. They might push this a little bit longer, but at the end of the day, they get who he is. So their leverage and their intellect, to me, tells you, or tells me anyway, this will get done.
Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Russell in Graysonville on Grant and Danny. Russell, where does your confidence come from? Seems like everybody's quite sure that McLaurin will get a deal ahead of camp.
Hey, good afternoon, God bless, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
I gotta agree. You made some very valid points. And yes, you know, there's always a business side that's scary. But given who Terry is, not only as the player, you know, both on and off the field, his leadership, the quality of our front office, and obviously where he's at, you know, the connection between him and JD just started to bloom. And that should only get better, obviously, adding, you know, pieces to our front line. I just got to believe deep down what he brings to the team, his value overall, is substantial. And I just have a hard time not seeing, you know, the front office, you know, valuing Terry for who he is and all that he has been. I mean, he's the professional of professionals. And so it's just deep down. I'm thinking, you know, 3 years. $90 million, you know, whatever the guaranteed money is, I'm not sure. But I believe, you know, this will get done maybe, you know, at the beginning of camp, if not long after. You know, being, as you said, some valid points in San Francisco with some of the late signees there. So
that's how they did it.
I just gotta
believe. Was a part of that. Thank you for the call.
Appreciate you.
I mean, the three and the 90, not to quibble over a very specific point of your call, but that probably doesn't do it because McLaurin's asking for more than that at this point based on the DK Metcalf contract. It looks like McLaurin's probably asking for 32, 33, something like that on an APY basis. I was talking to Kevin about this today, and he asked me something to the effect of, if there's a holdout, and so I'll even add lengthy holdout, but he said if he's not at training camp, everyone's going to start picking sides. Are you team Terry or are you team the front office? And he said, what side will you be on? I ask you the same question.
Team.
So I think I generally am on a player's side when they've earned the money. In this case, my answer to him was, I've got to know what we're haggling over money-wise.
So let me jump in. Me guessing team is guessing the ballpark of where the money is. Now, for the sake of argument, let's say this is Bruce Allen again, okay? If I assume they're being ridiculous and stupid and petty and foolish, then I would probably side with the player. This, to me, is a case where I can absolutely see the desire not to pay somebody a deal that's not practical. Like, I totally get that.
But the market is the market, right? And so that's where my point was, if Terry McLaurin's asking for DK Metcalf money, $32, $33 million a year, I don't have to love that contract, but I would probably side with him. That's what it costs. That's what the market is. This goes back to the Grant and Danny, you know, economics class with Kirk Cousins back in 2016, 9 years ago, right? If they're offering $33 million and Terry wants 35, Jamar Chase style, or I guess that would be Justin Jefferson style, 36, well, now I'm on the team side. I mean, that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That's outrageous. What are you talking about? Why would you possibly want that? But so I'd have to know probably where the negotiation is. Generally, I'd be on with you. I'd be on the team side until I found out that they're lowballing him. Like, if they're offering him $27.5 million right now and it's a hard line and McLaurin wants 33, then he's right and they're wrong. I mean, the market is the market. It's there for you. Let's go to Disco and Laurel on Grant and Danny. What's up, Disco?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, buddy.
So my confidence lies in the fact that this front office seems to be pretty smart. And they know that they cannot go into a season with your star quarterback and potentially Deebo Samuel, Noah Brown, and Luke McCaffrey as your starting wide receivers. So that gives me confidence. But I think one of the things, guys, that we haven't talked about, and Grant, you made a great point a couple of weeks ago. You know, we've got Adam Peters with his golden boy looks and things. We haven't really seen the business side of him. And, you know, maybe this, you know, we're starting to see, okay, we don't really know him from a business standpoint. So I think this is very interesting. And then the last point that I will say is, isn't it funny a short time ago when we see these leaks about the players unhappy and fans would immediately take sides and say, oh, this team is crazy, it's ridiculous. Remember, agents and players used to take advantage of the bad reputation of this franchise. And I don't think they can do that anymore.
It's a great point. Yeah, as soon as you heard that, you knew somebody was doing something dumb, or you assumed it. And they weren't always, by the way. They had a bad batting average, and they weren't very good at their jobs, mm-hmm. but sometimes they were doing things correctly, but they were paying the price,
you would never know, yeah.
of the fact that they were already guilty in the court of public opinion. That's all it took. You know, right now, Terry and his agent are putting the word out that they're unhappy. Well, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, with a different regime.
Here goes Bruce again.
Yeah, pitchforks are out. Let's go to Darren in Alexandria on Grant and Danny. Darren, your confidence that something gets done despite all of the reporting on this comes from where?
Yeah, I mean, this is a little confusing for me because you talk about market. You mentioned DK Metcalf and the market for a wide receiver like Terry being in the, you know, I don't know numbers that well, but $35, $30 million range, something like that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But the thing with Terry is that it's not just who he is as a player and not even just who he is on the team as a leader, which even adds more value. But what is your season and what are your locker room dynamics going to look like if this deal doesn't get done? And I feel like that gives a lot of leverage, like a ton of leverage back to Terry, which I love Terry. He's a great guy and he seems like a great player. I'd love to have a deal done with him. But if you're looking at it at a logistics standpoint, at a money standpoint, how much is Terry going to try to get out of this organization, and is that what's best for the team?
Thanks for the call. It's a really good point on we're looking at the numbers based on value at wide receiver, and mm-hmm. he's saying DK Metcalf just went to an organization where he's never taken a snap. This guy has bled and sweat.
Done everything ever been asked of.
Given the speeches for three different team names. It's it's certainly the point his agent's going to be bringing up, that this is bigger than just his, you know, catches, his yards per catch, and his touchdowns.
For sure. And I think that's the dynamic. And that's why I say it's a two-parter for me. One, the team's leverage. But two, the team is smart, right? They get those things, those elements, those, you know, somewhat hard to quantify at times, elements of who Terry McLaurin is. This is not just a receiver that had 1,000 yards last year, right? Albert Connell had 1,000 yards in 99. This is different. You know what I mean? Like, this is a different dude that has done everything that he's supposed to do at all times without fail. So you reward that guy. And that guy's more important than wide receiver five on your roster, the guy that just caught up from the practice squad. That's him. And so that's what they'll get that. They'll understand that very quickly. Each new regime that's come in figured out very fast, I need number 17. I need him to be part of my program because that dude does it right.
Can I do a quick impression for you?
You won't.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, you won't do it. All right, fine. I'll play along. Hey, wake up. Wake up.
Oh, it's me, Danny Rouillet. Anybody know anything about Albert Connell?
Yeah, don't leave your wallet out in the locker room.
I mean, the casualness of sleeping on a guy who robbed from his teammates, allegedly, but also went for 1,000 yards in D.C. with Michael Westbrook, going for 1,000 in the same year. My favorite Redskins team ever.
Sorry about that offense, by the way. Sorry about
it. If you can name his jersey number, I'll give you a buck. Because you're the worst at jersey.
I mean, literally the worst. The worst. Westbrook wore 82, I feel like.
That's true.
And this is me stalling, by the way. I don't know the answer. So I'm gonna say a number. I'm gonna say 86.
Memory serves, Albert Connell wore 83.
Let's look.
And I'm gonna just downplay it and act like I'm not positive just to make it look better for you. But he wore number 83.
Let's just see.
Kurt is in Ashburn on Grant.
Kirk
and Danny.
Or Kurt?
I believe it's Kirk.
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 Kurt.
What's up?
Yeah, K-U-R-T. Good afternoon. You know, there was a hold out, and I don't remember the name of the coach. It was a prominent coach, a prominent team, and when the guy held out, the coach held the news conference. We'll say the guy holding out, his name was Jones. He said, the Patriots have decided to play the season without Mr. Jones. You know, I don't respect holding out when you got a contract signed. I know what he means to his team, and I'm one of his most ardent fans, and I just don't respect that. If they pulled the reverse and said you had an off year last year to anybody and said we want to renegotiate and stay away from cap until we renegotiate, they wouldn't like that either. So I sympathize with his wanting to get more money. Who doesn't? But I just different ways to pursue it. And frankly, I don't worry because worry never influences the outcome of anything. So I don't worry about it. And if he doesn't show up, so what?
Well, I appreciate you.
Thanks,
yeah, I once heard that 90% of things that people worry about don't actually come to fruition, and you're kind of going very, like, psychologist with us and going, why would I worry about it? I'm not in charge of getting him signed. But we're talking about your fandom and just whether or not one of your favorite players is going to get a contract done. Surely you can understand that.
But so his feeling, though, is the way everybody used to feel, right? That's how everybody used to talk about it, with the players' strike in baseball and – every holdout was the greedy player, right? That's what everybody thought.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani, inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.